Well, one of the replies Mr. Race got to his ad looking for a partner with whom he could go into business was from a beauty shop proprietor, a man whose wife managed the shop for him. Mr. Race talked it over with Jane last night, and she decided to drop into the shop today, have her hair done, and do some private investigating. It's almost 6 o'clock as we look in on the Aces now and find Mr. Race and Marge waiting for Jane to come home to dinner. Listen.
I know, Marge, but does it take all day for her to have her hair washed?
Well, practically all day. It's not only a matter of having it washed, my friend. We women have to go through some pretty torturous things to be made beautiful.
Oh, don't hand me that. She couldn't possibly be there all this time just being fixed up. She's managed to mess this up somehow.
Oh, stop crying before you're hurt. She probably didn't get an appointment till late this afternoon. Why did she call a beauty shop?
Oh, this morning, I guess. I don't know.
Well, they probably couldn't take her till this afternoon. Maybe late this afternoon. She'll be coming in pretty soon.
Nothing told me not to let her do this.
It's... Well, why not? I think it was a good idea. As long as you had the beauty shop proposition, why not get first-hand information? And what better way than have Jane go there and have her hair done? She didn't give a real name, did she?
No, she said she wouldn't. I don't know. I left her this morning before she called.
Well, don't look so upset and get yourself into a state over nothing. Well, you haven't even decided whether you're going into this deal or not, and look at
you. Well, I've been thinking it over today, and it has some possibilities.
Oh, then you're seriously considering it?
Well, it has its good points. In the first place, it's a part-time investment.
What do you mean, part-time?
Well, I don't have to put up with $2,500, according to this man's letter. And in the second place, I don't have to be there to run it.
That's a good thing. I can imagine nothing more distressing than you sitting around the beauty shop all afternoon listening to the chatter that goes on there.
Well, that's a point in its favor. I can be working and doing something else and still have my money working for me in this business.
I see. Well, these people that own the shop, are they trustworthy?
Well, we're looking them up.
Well, who's we?
Well, my lawyer's kind of snooping around. Of course, we'll want to see their books.
Well, if you're not going to be there yourself, aren't you at least going to have a representative or somebody there looking after your interests?
Well, that's the point that we debated today. He seems to think...
Your lawyer, you mean?
Yes, he seems to think I ought to let Jane do that.
Jane? You mean you'd let her run the place for you?
Oh, no. What does she know about running a business? This man's wife actually runs the place. She's been in his business for 5 years.
Well, then where did Jane come in?
Oh, I don't know. I wish she would come in. It's 6 o'clock. You can't tell me that all she's doing there.
Oh, take it easy. Sit down. She'll be here in a few minutes. Are you hungry? Is that it?
No, I'm not hungry, but I'm worried about her being over there so long. Why did she make the appointment for so late in the afternoon?
You should be glad of that. If you're going into beauty shop business, you should be glad to know they couldn't take her till late, that they were all filled up. Look at it that way.
Yes, they do. A pretty good business, I guess. I was surprised about this beauty shop business. This man sent me this data on it. The women of this country spend $175 million a year in beauty shops.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I was. I didn't know that it was that big.
Sure. What woman do you know that doesn't go to a beauty shop? Some of them not as often as others, but they do go.
They do, huh?
Certainly. Now, you take the place I go to.
Yeah? What is it, Laura?
Is Mrs. Ace home yet?
No, not yet.
Is dinner getting cold, Laura?
Well, not cold, ma'am, but it's after 6. Oh,
what time did Mrs. Ace leave here this morning, Laura?
Oh, she didn't leave till this afternoon. She went to the beauty shop.
Yes, I know. What time was it?
Around 2 o'clock.
Laura, where do you get your hair done?
Oh, thank you, ma'am. You're the second one today that asked me.
Oh, the second?
Yeah. I guess it does look pretty nice today.
Yes, it does. Where'd you get it done?
Oh, I washed it myself last night.
Washed it yourself?
Yes, I guess it does look pretty nice. It always does.
What do you mean you washed it yourself? Do a lot of women wash their own hair?
Oh, no, not a lot. Laura, don't you ever go to a beauty shop?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There, see?
How often do you go?
Laura? Oh, I go... to a beauty shop?
Yeah, to a beauty shop. How often do you go?
Oh, well, let's see. I've gone about... I've gone 2 or 3 other times this year.
2 or 3? Well, Marge, that kind of upsets your theory about women spending so much time in beauty shops.
Well, Laura's one of the very few exceptions, I guess.
Yes, I guess I am. Oh, it's not that I don't like to go, sir.
Oh, it's not?
No, sir, I like to go. It's just that I can't afford it.
Oh, you can't afford it. Well, what does it cost you when you go?
Oh, $1.
A dollar?
Oh, yes, sir. Unless I don't take the manicure. But I can get the shampoo and the set and the manicure for a dollar.
For a dollar? What kind of a beauty shop is that?
Oh, there are bargains even in beauty.
Yes, ma'am. But now I can go more often.
No?
Why now?
Oh, well, since Mrs. A said to give me a pass to her beauty
give
shop.
Give you a pass? Did you say she promised to give you a pass?
Oh, yes, sir. She said she would. I didn't ask her.
Oh, she just volunteered it.
Oh, no, sir. She just said she would. She didn't give it to me yet.
Oh, that must be Jane now. Let her in, will you, Laura?
Yes, ma'am.
Imagine that. Said she'd give her a pass.
Pretty nice being the proprietor of a beauty shop. I wonder if Jane could pass me into an egg shampoo.
Oh, hello, Laura.
Ma'am.
You like it?
Ma'am, what happened to you?
What is it? What now?
What is it, Jane? What the... Oh, what? My goodness.
Oh, hello, Mark. Hello, dear.
What in heaven's name did you do to yourself?
Oh, do you like it? It's a henna rinse.
But, Jane, what did you do to yourself?
A henna rinse?
Yes, and a new hair dress just curling from here.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Well, what are you laughing about?
Jane, what did you do?
What did I do? Now, don't stand there and tell me that you didn't know I was going to that beauty shop.
I knew you were going. But why come home looking like this? Look at you. Who are you? What are you supposed to be? Red hair? Oh,
now, just a minute. I'm getting mad. And stop that laughing, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. What a red-headed temper you've got.
Now, just a minute. I heard that remark, Mark.
What? Who asked you to do this to yourself? Who knew you were going to be made into this?
Didn't I tell you that I was going to find out about that beauty shop?
Yes, Jane, but I didn't.
Well, I did. I found out everything. And I even went to the trouble of bringing home this sample, and you said...
Sample? What sample?
This henna rinse. I had everything. I wanted to see how good they are.
So you have... Oh.
Jane, I don't know how you had the courage to do it.
Courage? Well, what's that got to do with it? I just did it for him.
For me? Did I ask you to change the color of your hair? And watercolor?
It's not watercolor. It's a henna rinse.
I said watercolor.
Oh, excuse me. I thought...
And that silly curl in front.
That's the latest curl, Miss Grace. Yeah. And they do it very nicely, I think.
All right, the curl. I can forgive that. But this other nightmare, what on earth were you thinking about?
I was thinking about you.
About me?
Yes, about you. Now, I hope you're sorry.
Oh, you'll never know how sorry.
Well, I should hope you would be.
But tell us about it, Jane. How is it?
The beauty shop?
Yes, is it a nice shop and do they have customers?
Yes, they've got everything. And they do very nice work. You can see that.
Yes.
And the woman that runs it... What did you say?
Nothing.
Yes, you did. You said yes, and you said it very, I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't.
I certainly didn't. Now, just don't say anything.
Oh, redhead.
Oh, you like it now, huh?
No, I don't like it.
Oh, go on, Jane. About the beauty shop.
Well, like I said, it's a very nice job and very neat. Everything's thick and fast.
Well, you didn't tell them who you were, did you?
No, that's just it. I gave a facetious name.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes. When I called up the department this morning, I said hello.
Oh, you said hello.
Yes, I said, oh, I suppose you're going to tell me how to talk on the phone now.
No, he's not. Be quiet. Now, go ahead, Jane.
I said, hello, this is Mary Smith. I made up that name.
Mary Smith? Huh?
Yes. I finally decided on that one. I couldn't think of a good name all morning, and then I finally decided on Mary Smith. Well, my appointment was for 2:30, and I got there about 5 minutes early, so I had to wait. Well, they gave me a magazine to read, Time, I think it was. Yes, Time. Well, instead of reading it, I just acted like I was. But I was looking around out of the corner of my eye, seeing how everybody acted and all that.
For 5 minutes, you mean?
Well, no, because the lady that was ahead of me decided to have something else done. So one of the girls at work there asked me if I'd mind waiting a half hour. Well, I didn't care, because there I was with time on my hands, and I could look around.
With time on your hands, yes.
Yes, well, I got to wondering which one was Mrs. Mills, the woman who runs the place. But I heard one of the operators say that Mrs. Mills had gone out to lunch. Well, I was glad about that, because after all, I didn't want her to see me now, and then later on when we meet her, she'd recognize me.
Well, didn't you get to see her at all?
Yes, but that's what I want to tell you about. She came in while I was being shampooed, and that's when I got this marvelous idea.
A marvelous idea of having your hair a different color.
Well, partly, yes. But I did it mostly because I wanted to bring home a sample of the work they do. And then on top of that, if she saw me this way, she wouldn't recognize me later on when she met me.
Oh, then you're going to change it back to your natural color, is that it?
Well, if everybody acts the way you people do. But personally, I think
never mind what you think. That's a relief to me.
So you got yourself disguised this way, and then had your talk with Mrs. Mills, is that it?
When I was leaving, she was with the cashier, and I had the pair, so I talked to her a little bit.
Well, what's your mind?
Oh, she's awfully sweet, and she thanked me when I paid her.
Well, that was sweet of her.
And, oh, well, that reminds me, too. You owe me $7.50.
$7.50?
Yes, $7.50.
To have your hair washed? You're letting your money go to your head, aren't you?
Well, it's not only for my hair to be washed, shampoo, set, the rim.
Oh.
Eyebrow fluff, facial, manicure, and a lot of things too humorous to mention now.
You said it.
And you've got to give me the money, too. I only did it for you. I'm getting very businesslike. This is my pretty expense account.
Pretty instead of petty. $7.50. That is a business. I ought to make a fortune at it.
Oh, sure we will. I just can't wait till we get started.
If all the women spend as much as you do instead of the way Laura here washes her own hair. Well...
Laura, what are you standing here for? Why don't you go in and set the table?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's the matter with you now?
Nothing, ma'am. I just can't get over how you look, ma'am.
Oh, you will. Go ahead now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going, ma'am.
Well, hurry now, Laura. I'm hungry.
Yes, ma'am. I'll hurry. Oh, ma'am.
Yeah?
Thanks just the same, ma'am. But about that pass you said you'd give me, I don't want it now, ma'am.
You don't want it?
I don't blame her.
Well, here's hoping Mr. Ace's other prospective beauty shop customers don't feel as Laura does. But we'll learn more about the plans for going into business when next we meet the Easy Aces.